新冠疫苗开始运往全美各地。美国选举人团投票决定大选结果。传统的圣诞老人走向数字化。今天是12月15号，星期二，欢迎收看《美国观察》，我是鲍荣。数万剂疫苗周日从辉瑞位于密歇根州的制药厂启程，开始运送至全美各地。按照计划，首批疫苗将在医疗人员还有生活在护理中心的年长者中接种。
舱门关闭，出货完成，引起员工们的欢呼。首批辉瑞新冠疫苗从这间位于密歇根州卡拉马祖的制药厂启程，于周日开始运送至全美各地。辉瑞新冠疫苗于上周五获得美国食品药品监督管理局的紧急使用授权。在卡拉马祖，工人们将数万剂疫苗由冷柜转移至保温箱，之后送上货车，以保证辉瑞新冠疫苗在运输和储存过程中所需要的低温环境。首批的两个承运商 UPS 和联邦快递用货机将新冠疫苗分别运送至各自在肯塔基州路易斯维尔和田纳西州孟菲斯的枢纽站，之后再通过空运和陆运发往分布在全美的636个疫苗分配地。预计在周一当天，疫苗将送达至145个目的地，其余的地点也将在周二和周三接收到疫苗。进入12月份以来，新冠病毒继续在美国肆虐。目前美国总确诊人数已经超过1600万，死亡人数已经超过30万。按照计划，首批大约290万剂新冠疫苗将在医疗人员和生活在护理中心的年长者中间接种。美国之音新闻报道。
美国选举人团星期一正式投票，并且认证2020年总统大选的结果。与此同时，美国总统特朗普表示说，他可能会否决国会两院上个星期通过的本年度国防授权法案。这项法案没有按照特朗普总统的意愿撤销对社交媒体提供言论保护的条款。来看报道。
特朗普总统星期天在前往高尔夫球场的途中发出推文，主称本年度国防授权法案的最大赢家是中国。他再次表示可能会否决这项法案。这项总值7400亿美元的法案日前在国会两院获得通过。投票结果显示，法案得到的跨党派支持可能会压倒总统的否决。本年度国防预算法案没有纳入废除230条款的内容。该条款对社交媒体公司在其平台上展示的内容提供法律保护。特朗普总统呼吁废除该条款。特朗普总统指责脸书和推特等平台具有反保守派倾向，但是国防授权法案的支持者认为，法案对于维持五角大楼的运转至关重要，社交媒体引发的关注不应该成为否决法案的理由。与此同时，特朗普总统星期天指责联邦最高法院拒绝受理选举争讼。
No judge has had the courage, including the Supreme Court. I am so disappointed in them.
上星期一，德州总检察长帕克斯顿向联邦最高法院提出诉讼，寻求法院判定宾夕法尼亚等4个关键州的部分选票非法，从而推翻选举结果。但联邦高法以法理依据不足为由，拒绝受理这项诉讼。特朗普总统发出推文说，推翻选举结果的努力刚刚开始。分析人士认为，这可能将使大选过后的权力移交变得更加复杂。电视报道，
美国特朗普政府星期天表示，美国多个机构遭到由外国政府指使的黑客攻击。美国商务部证实属下一个机构遭到了网络破坏，并且在声明中说，已经要求网络安全还有基础设施安全局以及联邦调查局进行调查。网络专家们认为，俄罗斯是网络攻击美国财政部还有商务部的幕后黑手。美国媒体称，这是多年来针对美国政府的最高端网络攻击之一。联调局还有国土安全局、网络安全局都在调查这次黑客攻击，包括黑客入侵的规模、动机以及是否有其他政府部门受到影响。一份泄露的中共 美国食品药物管理局上个星期五通过了辉瑞药厂新冠疫苗的紧急批准申请，星期一疫苗开始配送全美各地，供美国民众开始接种。接下来我们来看美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅的报道。
美国的卫生部还有国防部联手民间的企业，包括物流公司还有连锁药局，从12月14号星期一开始进行将辉瑞药厂的新冠疫苗配送到全美各地需要的地方。那么呢，根据美国的 CDC 的专家的这个决定呢，第一个接受疫苗的第一波人员是在这个第一线的工作人员以及在养老中心当中的人员。那么呢，第一位接受疫苗的是在纽约皇后区长岛犹太医疗中心急诊室工作的护士山卓林希。那白宫国家安全会的这个发言人呢，乌里尤特星期天说，基于保障美国政府延续性的规定，美国政府行政、立法、司法三个主要部门的高级官员都会接种疫苗，并且说美国人民要有信心，他们将会接受的这个疫苗呢，跟美国政府的公共卫生专家以及国安人士施打的疫苗是相同的，相同的安全又有效的疫苗。而特朗普总统呢，星期天晚上则是发出了推文，说自己将不会马上施打这个疫苗。他的推文当中说呢，在白宫工作的人，除非有特别需要，应该晚一点才获得疫苗。我已经要求修改做法，我自己并没有安排施打疫苗，但期盼在适当时间那样做。谢谢。美国卫生部以及国防部呢，在星期一上午召开记者会，来公布疫苗配送的计划跟情况。卫生部长阿扎尔说，第一波送出去的疫苗总共有290万剂，由于辉瑞药厂的疫苗需要施打两剂才会有效，所以21天之后还要配送第二波。美国陆军四星上将古斯塔夫·佩纳负责国防部在疫苗配送方面的工作。他说呢，过去从来没有一个全国统一的体系，那许多的州政府跟地方政府呢，本身已经有疫苗分配的体系，尤其是在偏乡地区的配送，所以呢，需要来依靠地方政府，因此联邦政府是与他们配合。美国的疾病管制预防中心 CDC 在星期一呢，也另外提供了$1.4亿给地方政府。至于另外一家药厂莫德纳公司疫苗的批准进度呢，卫生部长阿扎尔表示，食药局预计本周四就要进行审议，如果比照上个星期辉瑞药厂的疫苗批准时程的话呢，应该也是在星期五就会有结果。而佩纳上将表示，辉瑞药厂的疫苗必须要在极冻环境之下才能够保存，所以是从辉瑞药厂的仓库直接由 UPS 以及联邦快递 FedEx通过急冻的设施直接送到各医疗中心，而莫德纳的疫苗如果受到批准，将会是由医疗器材公司麦卡逊来负责配送。他希望如果本周内获得批准呢，下个星期一开始就能够把这个疫苗送到美国的各地。此外呢，截至美国时间的12月14号星期一为止呢，美国境内因为新冠病毒而死亡的人数突破了30万人。
一份泄露的中共党员资料记录显示，中共通过一家官方招聘机构，十多年来渗透了至少10个国家驻上海的领事馆。澳大利亚人周一发表的报道说，通过对一份外泄的中共党员数据库的对比调查，爆出中共党员已经受雇于澳大利亚、美国、英国、德国、瑞士、印度、新西兰、还有意大利、还有南非等至少10个国家的驻上海外交使团。其中有人还担任高级政治还有政府事务的专员、文员、经济顾问还有行政助理等等。该数据库显示，上海外国机构服务处至少有12个活跃的中共党支部，有249名中共党员。一名美籍华裔研究人员受到了一年多的调查还有传讯之后，对向中国出售商业秘密的指控认罪。美国司法部的公告说，曾经在美国俄亥俄州哥伦布市国家儿童医院做研究工作的华裔男子周宇，12月11日在美国的地区法院对窃取与外泌体相关的各种儿科疾病的研究、鉴定以及治疗的商业秘密，并从中国图谋私利认罪。现年50岁的周宇还对电汇欺诈的阴谋认罪，他的妻子陈丽也同时被调查起诉。两人密谋窃取了商业秘密，并且贩售其中一项商业秘密，制作了隔离包而获利。被告承认在中国成立了一家公司以贩售隔离包， 他们从中国政府如外国专家事务管理局还有中国国家自然科学基金会获取利益。今年九月，社交平台推特上出现了一个署名中国不是我们的敌人的账号。美国学者、前五角大楼情报分析师丹·盖瑞特表示，这个账号看上去像是拒绝新冷战的平行倡议运动，他们对中共的同情还有辩护如出一辙。
I think one of the things that the CCP has always been very effective at in dividing and conquering, either the Chinese diaspora or overseas communities, has been the use of exploiting these disaffected members in society. Like I've seen some members that are adjacent to the CCP that have iterated personal experiences that have made them feel aggrieved against the United States or aggrieved against the West. And so they take these individuals with basically identity politics. And so what we're seeing here is a Chinese Communist Party identity politics, where the identity of being aggrieved against the West as a whole. China is not the enemy. The Chinese Communist Party is most definitely an enemy, because first, whether or not the U.S. perceives the Communist Party as an enemy or not is actually a bit irrelevant, because the Chinese Communist Party itself perceives the United States and the West to be existential enemies of the socialist system. Going back from Mao to Deng Xiaoping, to Jiang Zemin, to Hu Jintao, to Xi Jinping, every Chinese leader has pointed out, whether it is a smokeless war, smokeless war, peaceful evolution, or now color revolution, that these are threats to overthrow the Communist Party and in the world's only socialist nation. The Communist Party sees itself as the inheritor of worldwide communism and socialism after the Soviet collapse, and it sees itself in a life or death struggle with the West for that.
美国加利福尼亚州的新冠病例激增，促使州长下达区域性的居家令，但是一些商家反击，认为封锁令并不公平。来看报道。
加利福尼亚州的生活再度被封锁的迹象随处可见，无论是州政府还是地方的规定，加利福尼亚州一些人口最稠密的地区都下达了居家令，而且这一次涵盖了圣诞假期。
It's not about me, it's about them. I feel bad for them.
根据新规定，餐馆业必须关闭户外用餐区，只能提供送餐和外卖的订餐。有些餐馆老板一口拒绝。
We're not going to abide by those orders. We cannot survive with takeout and delivery alone because we're giving 30 cents on every dollar through delivery up to the Silicon Valley apps.
许多小商家表示，居家令不公平，零售商店仍可以在室内以20%的容量营运，娱乐业也可以继续营业，但美甲店和美发院则不行。理发师卢加西亚·雷诺索接受过维持环境卫生的培训。从三月份以来，他已经两度接受关门停业的命令，但这次他拒绝了。
It's not because we don't think it's real. We want to take all the necessary precautions. We want to do all of those things. But when we see big business continuing to be able to work, even though their people don't have the training that we do, it makes it a little bit difficult for us to continue to comply.
有些企业主说，要遵守纽瑟姆州长的命令也有困难，因为他11月告诉加州民众不要举行大型聚会以后，自己和一群人参加了一个生日晚宴。
People who are writing the rules are breaking them themselves, and that tells us two things. Number one, that they don't care about us, and/or number two, that they don't care about the rules, or that things aren't serious enough for them to feel as if they should be following the rules.
Well, I want to apologize to you, because I need to preach.And practice, not just preach and not practice.
加州州长表示，住院人数的急剧增加以及有限的资源，是导致许多加州人需要留在家里的原因。
加州的居家令至少要持续3个星期，而在5个地区中的任何一个，当医院重症监护病房容量下降到15%以下，就要开始实施。
The problem is we don't have enough staff to take care of everyone. And that's really when things get dangerous in a hospital. is when we don't have enough staff to care for everyone who is very ill.
I think everybody needs to observe and obey all laws. I think that there are repercussions that could occur, certainly for the restaurants and really anybody who's licensed to do work by any state agency or county agency, that if they defy the laws, then their business licenses can be taken away.
不过南加州的几个县的执法官员表示他们不会执行居家令。
The Riverside County Sheriff's Department will not be blackmailed, bullied, or used as muscle against Riverside County residents in the enforcement of the governor's orders.
当小型企业预期封锁行动将为经济带来负面影响的时候，医生们正严阵以待圣诞假期的后果。牛瑟姆州长说，他预计不会有另一波新冠疫情袭击加州，因为疫苗即将到来。美国之音记者李爱玲，洛杉矶报道。
在新冠疫情的冲击之下，美国的低收入家庭正在准备面对一个寒冷和令人不安的冬季。来看报道。
对艾丽卡·桑切斯来说，在首都地区的救世军和其他慈善机构领取捐赠物品变得越来越重要，因为这位住在华盛顿特区的母亲在经济上有些捉襟见肘。这个墨西哥出生的备料厨师在餐厅因新冠病毒而关闭的时候遭到解雇，他在一个办公大楼找到收垃圾的兼职工作，但几乎难以维持生计。救世军发言人斯利凯特·巴特纳加少校说，每周新增申请失业救济的人数接近80万，社区需求正在蹿升。
We are a rich country, but people is here also in the United States don't have food, don't have place to go out of the pandemic because no job is available and people is suffering right now.
许多美国人受到收入减少的打击而无法支付水电费。据能源援助组织说，累计债务高达240亿美元。无法得到救助的客户面临在寒冬遭到能源被切断的风险。慈善机构分发冬季御寒外套的活动因此进入高潮。
The largest percentage of co-drives that happen every year are employee engagement co-drives. So many companies are still working remotely. So right now,We are down by 56% of co-drives that were happening at this time last year.
I have to tell you one more thing.
杰基·霍斯特曼 DDR 的非盈利组织为弗吉尼亚州亚历山德拉市的学龄前孩童提供免费教育。他说，需要的不仅是冬装。
Usually we would serve about 15% of families with things like rental assistance or different opportunities to access food and supplies and internet.But now we see that just growing up so much that so many people need those additional services.
如果正如科学家预料的那样，寒冷的天气将加剧健康危机，那么可能会有新一波裁员。这让伊索·穆纽兹这样的家长感到忧心。他是个厨师。
La verdad que el restaurante está muy bajo, la gente no sale más ahorita que empezó otra vez de nuevo que tenemos que cerrar a las 8 a las.
在病毒得到控制之前，他预计限制不会取消。穆纽兹正在准备忍受一个漫长而令人不安的冬季。美国之音伊格雷西亚斯，华盛顿报道。
美国 FDA 12月11日批准了辉瑞公司新冠病毒疫苗的紧急使用，应对疫情出现了重大的转折点。美国之音用十组数据、40张图片，带您回顾2020年新冠疫情下的美国。
Today, our nation has achieved a medical miracle. We have delivered a safe and effective vaccine in just 9 months. This is one of the greatest scientific accomplishments in history. Thank you all for your tremendous gifts to humanity. God bless you, God bless the United States of America, and God bless the world.
在这个假日季节，传统的圣诞老人来访正在走向数字化。在大流行病期间，和圣诞老人的虚拟会面是为孩童还有圣诞老人之间提供的一个比较安全的方式。
在一个充满虚拟欢乐时光和通过 Zoom 举行婚礼的年头，拜访圣诞老人的活动也因大流行病而出现独特的变化。
You get to do it from the safety, the comfort of your home. It's personalized.
沃尔特·吉尔和莎拉·布莱克曼是在线平台铃儿响叮当的共同创办人，可以让人们以虚拟的方式和圣诞老人见面。布莱克曼说，这不仅仅是通过网络和圣诞老人通话。
There's pre-session entertainment where you get to meet some of Santa's family characters, and there's a countdown animation that builds excitement.
直播视频时段包括拍照和录像的服务费用从$25起跳，在圣诞节当天的尖端时段将会高达$50。顾客可选择多样化角色的圣诞老人和圣诞奶奶，他们会由不同的语言、文化和信仰供人们选择。
Maybe they need American Sign Language or ASL in order for someone in the family to enjoy Claus. Maybe they have a child who has special needs.
创办人说，个人化的体验和传统的界面相比具有优势。
Now Santa magically knows the children's names, how old they are, what they want for Christmas. Maybe one of the parents has given Santa a virtual hint and says, hey, we wouldn't mind making sure you know, the child knows we really appreciate them doing their homework this week.
This is the norm that I saw coming. It just took me a little, it took me by surprise and got here a little earlier.
迪·辛克莱自称是真正的黑人圣诞老人，他比较喜欢面对面的访问，但他承认上网也有一些好处。
I get to sit in my home studio, I get to relax.
他说，在线形式并不会降低孩子的热情和喜悦。
It's just Santa's calling and the excitement jumps in just as much.
在这个假日的季节，仍然享受得到奇妙的时刻和节庆的欢乐，尤其是一点击键盘，圣诞老人就会到来的时候。美国之音记者郑丽娜，纽约报道。
刀具的制造技术已经延续了几千年，新罕布什尔州的一名工匠把这门技术提升到了艺术的境界。
I don't think there's any real art without craft, and I don't think there's any real craft without art. But I had a debate with an art professor at the School and Museum of Fine Arts, and this was a nice guy. I really liked him. I liked his class. He was a drawing teacher. And I was working on a knife during the course of a semester, and then he wrapped his hand around the blade, covering the blade, and he looked at the handle, and he goes, this is really beautiful. I love what you've done with the materials and texture and, all, and you know, colors and all of that. If it didn't have a blade, then it would be art. Then it would be beautiful.And I was like, come on, let me just roll my eyes at him. My name is Zach Jonas. I am a master bladesmith working out of New Hampshire. I make custom knives in all shapes and sizes, anything from hunting knives to cooking knives to samurai swords. I studied philosophy and I enjoyed critical thinking and debating and all of that. So after college, I went, I got a job at a corporate law firm in Boston. And the idea of having to pay your dues for...15 years before life becomes anything other than a professional misery. You know, you're a paralegal, you're filing, you're doing whatever you're doing, which was a good test for me to realize that that field was not going to be my passion. This is one of my favorite knives I've ever made, and this sword is kind of its spiritual big brother. There's a lot of similarity to the shape and the flow of it. And this is a really complicated piece, and I got a lot of the ideas from this. In theory, the title of Master Smith means that I have the skills to do almost literally anything that someone could come up with, or at least to learn how to do it. So I do a lot of kitchen knives, I do a lot of hunting knives, desk knives, things like that, letter openers, and more elaborate projects like swords and daggers and art pieces, you know, pieces that are built to be functional, but have enough time put into the appearance that they're meant more for a display purpose. One of the things that I love about knives is their connection to the ancient past, and I mean truly ancient past. You know, I mean, just imagine life today, out in the woods, if you had to go out in the woods and survive for a week and you couldn't cut anything, that would be tricky. So the amount of power that mankind gained by adding the cutting edge to his, you know, arsenal is huge. It's hard. It's hard work, and it's pretty dangerous. You know, just about every tool in my studio can hurt me or worse, quickly or slowly. But I feel really fortunate to be able to do what I do and to have my life set up the way that it is. I get to do what I love. I get to do it as much as I want, pretty much, which is a real, I mean, it's a good place to be.
以上就是今天节目的全部内容，感谢您的收看，我们下次节目再见。
Come from my investigations into the violent government crackdown against November 2019 and January 2020 protests, the use of torture and harsh sentences against those who protested, the harassment of victims, calling for justice, and the lack of accountability for those responsible. Is emerging in an attempt to silence public dissent over the social, economic, and political situation in Iran.
True prosperity will only come to Iran when you cease terrorizing your people and jailing.